Shalom, everybody! In Parshas Ekev, Moshe reminds Bnei Yisrael of the many times they angered Hashem while they were in the wilderness, including the very painful episode of the Egel HaZahav that we read about in Sefer Shmos in Parshas Kisisa in Perek Lamed Beis. When we look closely at the episode of the Egel, we have to ask the following question. When Moshe recounts the sad events of Chet HaEgel in Parshas Ekev, he mentions in Perek Tes Pasuk Yud Beis, he mentions exactly what we heard in Parshas Kisisa, in Shmos Perek Lamed Beis Pasuk Zayin. He mentions that Moshe knew about the Egel HaZahav while he was still on Har Sinai, and despite knowing that Bnei Yisrael sinned, Moshe still took the Luchos, he descended Har Sinai, and only then he smashed them, he punished the offenders, and then he returned to Har Sinai to receive the second Luchos. And so the question is this, if Hashem, if Moshe, for that matter, knew that Bnei Yisrael sinned, why would Hashem give Moshe the Luchos? Why would Moshe take the Luchos? Perhaps one can suggest the following idea. Chet HaEgel is in many ways the paradigm of sin and the paradigm of tshuva. And one powerful message that must be emphasized again and again in this whole episode regarding the Egel is the koach of tshuva. Remember that in Parshas Kisisa, while he was still on Har Sinai, in Shmos Perek Lamed Beis Pasuk Yud Aleph, Moshe davened passionately for Bnei Yisrael. Vayichal Moshe es Panei Hashem Elokav. And Hashem said, he will not destroy Bnei Yisrael. Vayinachem Hashem al hara'a asher diber lasos lemo. It's a powerful, incredibly powerful message. We read those words every fast day of the year. Hashem forgives you. Hashem forgives you. It's so powerful. And that entire message would have been lost if Moshe had not come down and had not shown Bnei Yisrael how terrible their actions were. Despite their sins, Hashem forgave them. And that would have been lost had Moshe not descended from Har Sinai and smashed the Luchos. Bnei Yisrael had to see the events. They had to witness the smashing of the Luchos. They had to see the punishments. They had to make a decision of Mi Lashem Elai. They had to see Moshe return to Har Sinai. Hashem, Hashem, kel rachum v'chanun. And only then could they get the second Luchos. It's a huge deal. Tefillah works. Tshuva works. Hashem loves us even after we sin. These are all important lessons that we would have missed if Moshe didn't come down from Har Sinai with the first set of Luchos. And that is perhaps a way to understand why Moshe came down from Har Sinai with the Luchos even after he heard about the Egel. However, if we look a little bit more closely, we will notice that there is a significant difference between the way the story is told in Kisisa and the way it is told in Parshas Ekev. In Parshas Kisisa, as I just mentioned, there's a significant focus on tefillah, on tshuva, on forgiveness. But in Parshas Ekev, those topics are barely mentioned. In Parshas Ekev, beginning with Perek Tes Pasuk Ches, Moshe recounts how Hashem was angry at Bnei Yisrael because of the Egel, and how Hashem wanted to destroy Bnei Yisrael, God forbid. And we hear in Perek Tes Pasuk Tes Vav how Moshe went down the mountain with the Luchos, etc., etc. But there is no mention of Moshe's tfilos when he was still on Har Sinai. No mention of Vayechal Moshe's Panei Hashem Elokav. No mention of forgiveness. No mention of Vayinachem Hashem al hara'a asher diber lasos liamo. In Parshas Ekev, Moshe hears about the Egel. He goes down the mountain, smashes the Luchos, returns to Har Sinai, and only then do we hear, almost as an afterthought, in Perek Tes Pasuk Yud Ches, that Moshe davened for Bnei Yisrael. So why the difference? If tshuva and tefillah are such important messages in this whole episode, why are they downplayed in Parshas Ekev? Perhaps one can suggest the following idea. As many Mefarshim say, often in Sefer Dvarim, when we compare episodes that Moshe recounts, we ask questions that compare and contrast the episodes as they are recorded earlier in the Torah and as they are recorded in Moshe's summary in Sefer Dvarim. And when there are differences, each one can shed light on the other. And perhaps one can suggest that the Torah in Parshas Ekev is focusing not on tshuva, as it does in Parshas Kisisa, but perhaps one can suggest that the Torah in Parshas Ekev is focusing on Bnei Yisrael's sins. When we sin, God forbid, we have to realize that there are consequences. You can't sin in a vacuum, snap your fingers, do tshuva, and expect the world to continue as if nothing happened. In Kisisa, indeed, the focus is on tshuva. There was sin, but Hashem was so kind, so merciful, that the sin seems to be erased. That's incredible. But in Parshas Ekev, perhaps, the focus is on the sin itself. No mention of tshuva, no mention of forgiveness, no mention of making things better. It's a painful lesson for us to hear. Yes, there is tshuva, but we cannot forget that the sin happened. And until we have tshuva gemura, until we have genuine, deep, long-lasting tshuva, the sin is still there. Yes, a very high level of tshuva does indeed erase the sin as if it never happened. But we did not reach that level after the Egel HaZahav. The sin happened. And it's important to realize that. Yes, we were forgiven. And yes, we received the second luchos. But again, the sin did indeed take place. In Parshas Ekev, the emphasis is not on the tshuva, it's on the sin. The luchos are broken. They cannot be fixed so easily. It's a painful lesson, but it's a lesson that we need to hear. Have an amazing day, everyone!